Each week kind of want to speak to different things that we might be struggling with. Sometimes there's things kind of behind the addiction that's really feeding it, and we want to recognize those and learn to respond properly. And so with this is actually something that I've been kind of dealing with over this past week, and it's not like I've got it all figured out, but just wanted to share this with you and hope that it will be help. We've talked about this a little bit from time to time in some of our third talks, but this we're going to kind of get into it a bit more. And so we often have moments in which we can become physically, mentally, or emotionally drained, where, say, we've been working hard or just things have been happening, and we're kind of worn out. And in those moments, really what we need is to be able to find a way to have rest so that then we can just kind of recuperate. We can just kind of heal and get thinking straight again and everything else. But a lot of times what happens is we say, okay, I'd like to have rest, I'd like to have a break, I'd like to kind of just get away from it all, but that isn't always an option. And so it is in those times that often we fall into the snare of addiction, because we're grabbing hold of some either to keep us going or to give us relief from what we're dealing with. And so it is very much a snare that just sort of we get brought into that kind of situation, and then this is right in front of us. A lot of times we take the bait and we get ourselves in a lot of trouble. And so we want to understand that there is an alternative to that. And Jesus calls us to come to Him. And He wants to speak to us that we can find the rest that we need. And so this is something Jesus said when He was on this earth. He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And so what we're going to kind of do is, we've talked a bit about dissecting and defining, so there's some different words we're going to look at. But we're going to try to apply this verse, what he's saying, to the situation that we have often in life and how it often feeds our addiction. So all of us fit in the category of those who labor and are heavy laden. To labor is to exert strength to accomplish something positive, and it's to work until and exert oneself to the point of exhaustion. And that's sometimes what we do, especially if we have some kind of physical labor that we're doing, that we get through the day and we get tired, and especially the older we get. I know for me it's like the 20-minute drive home. You kind of get stiffened up when you get out of the vehicle. You just go, like, oh! And sort of the older you get, the stiffer it seems that you get. But it's like where you're working yourself and you're getting tired out, but you're laboring. You're doing something that's positive. You're paying bills. You're accomplishing something. And it's something that's of value. It actually talks about in the Bible, in all labor there is profit. Even if it's you don't get paid for it, it's good exercise, and it's sometimes doing something keeps us from getting in trouble. But we get to the point where we get worn out. And we think usually in terms of physical labor, but a lot of times we want to realize too, we can be taxed mentally and emotionally to the point of exhaustion as well. Say if we've got a problem that we're trying to deal with and we just don't know how to solve it. As well, there's times where we're struggling through grief or trauma, that something happens suddenly and we're just, part of us, we go into shock mode and we kind of get through it initially, but then we have a bit of time to process it and then we're just overwhelmed again, and it's and sometimes what it is like we're maybe handling it, but then somebody else's drama comes into the picture, and we're just, how do we manage all of this? And so we can get to a point where, like we say, if we're experiencing grief, where we've just cried so much we can't cry anymore, or we're just reliving events that happened and we just don't know how to deal with it all. And talked about being heavy laden. We're heavy laden when we're shouldering burdens that are difficult to carry. And a lot of times we have those in life, things that we're dealing with. And such burdens often can be more mental and emotional than physical. And so we just want to think of some examples. Just stress and anxiety we might be experiencing over finances, over relationships, that we're looking at the bills that are coming in, and we're looking, okay, how am I going to cover this? How is this going to work out? We're dealing with just different things that happen in our relationships. We're having different, we're not getting along with certain people, or they're causing us trouble, or we're causing them trouble. We're just trying to, maybe we've done something that's wrecked a relationship, we're trying to mend it, and it's not working. There's a lot of different things, and sometimes it can be where we've done something wrong, and we're trying to make it right, and the person won't accept our forgiveness. And there's different things like that that we carry, and they can be very overwhelming to us. Sometimes it can be shame, guilt, or regret from past mistakes or failures, that there's something that we've done, and our past just seems to continue to haunt us, and we can't seem to get rid of that. And it just dogs us, what it seems like, for the rest of our lives. And then sometimes it can be just different responsibilities and expectation. There's people that are counting on us, people we might have to provide for. And so we have that. And sometimes it's expectations. Sometimes they're reasonable expectations. A lot of times they're unreasonable expectations. Expectations we might have of ourselves. But other times it can be expectations other people have of us, that they're looking to us to do something for us, to be there for them. And it can be, like we've talked about, kind of that codependent relationship that we can get into that can be very burdensome. And so while we try to convince everyone, including ourselves, that we're strong enough, that we can handle it, we're tough, all of us, there comes a point where we're going to grow weary. And it's a lot of times we kind of have this mindset, well, I'm going to see how long I can handle this on my own, and I can do this. But it's like with anything, no matter how tough you are, at a certain point, you're going to get to the point, I can't do this anymore. I've reached my point where I'm worn out. And we need a chance in those moments to rest and recover, but a lot of times that's not an option. That time and opportunity may not be available. There can be constraints on us of time and finances that it's like, sure, you'd like to be able to fit these things in your schedule, but your schedule is already filled up. Sure, you'd like to be able to go on a vacation, but it's like, okay, well, where am I going to get the money for that? And it's like, you could do that, but I'll go on a vacation, but then you have all these bills showing up that then you have to pay for later. And so there's different things that it's like, we may want to do that, but we just can't afford to do it. Or we can't find the time for it. Sometimes there's different commitments that we've already made that we can't back out of. Someone's counting on us. We promised something. We want to keep our promise. And we don't have that freedom just to drop everything and have like a day just to ourselves. Sometimes there's unforeseen or uncontrollable circumstances that we think, okay, I'm going to take this day off. I'm going to kind of recuperate. But then something needs our attention. I know there's been different times where had a long day at work, or maybe a long week, and it's like, think, okay, I'm going to come home and relax, and then you come home, and the first thing you find out is that, like, the sewer pump conked out, and you need to go replace that, or the washing machine quit working, or something like that, and you're just like, oh, And you just want to rest and relax, but these things happen, right? And there's things where we think, okay, I'm just going to make this work, and then I'll have the time that I need. But then things end up taking way longer than you expect. And we have those moments where it's like you need to make a phone call. It's supposed to take 5 minutes. You're put on hold. It ends up taking half an hour of your time, right? And all that time you could have used some other way, that it just got eaten up like that. And so that's the thing that happens. We're looking for rest. We know we need it, but for many different reasons we can't find that rest that we're looking for. And so when we find ourselves in such a position, it becomes very easy for us to turn to various substances and behaviors to do kind of three things for us. One, to give us a boost so we can keep going. Two, to calm us down. Or three, to give us a momentary escape from life and its challenges. And so it's kind of the thing, you think about it, physically speaking, right? That you're tired out, you want a break, but maybe you're working like 10 and 2 or something like that, and you're in the middle of the 10 and you can't get off. You still got more days to work, right? And so it's like, okay, how am I going to get through this? Okay, well, I'll just drink a lot more coffee, or maybe I'll start drinking a lot of Red Bulls and other things just to kind of keep myself going. And you can do that, but of course your body needs a sleep, right? And if you deprive yourself of sleep, a lot of different things start to happen, right? You start to not think as clearly, and you can a lot of times get into accidents just because you're not thinking clearly. And so caffeine is something that's sort of not as, it's a lot more socially acceptable than many other things. But a lot of times that's what we do. It's like, okay, I can't actually rest, so I'm going to grab hold of this, and this will get me through. But there's a lot of other things, different stimulants and things that we can grab a hold of, and that'll give us that boost. But it's kind of the idea, okay, well, I'll get through this, and then I'll have a chance to rest. But then we don't get that chance to rest, and we just take another boost. And we become dependent on that substance to just keep us going. And so we can't actually stop and rest. Sometimes we're dealing with something, we're burdened down by some, we're anxious, we're worried about it, and so we grab hold of some just to calm us down, just to help us just, okay, to chill and just to relax. But it, of course, it's only temporary. And what happens, we have the calm down, but then as soon as it wears off, then we're agitated again, we're anxious, and then we have to take it again to bring us down again. And it just becomes a cycle. But then there's other things where just, okay, I need a break, so I'm just going to do this, I'm going to take this, and this will be my escape. Where for a few moments, it'll be, this is not what I'm dealing with. And that escape that we can take, that it lasts for a few moments and it maybe feels good for a time, but what happens is we get through all of that and our problems are still there. It hasn't solved anything, it's just pushed it away for a few moments. It's given a momentary relief. And it's, at best, all it is, it's a temporary solution. It's not dealing with the problem, it's just pushing it away for another day. And as we start going down that path, it starts adding a whole other level of problems to our lives. And so, the thing is Jesus, he calls us to come to him so we can find rest for our souls. And so, rest is used here, it means to cause or permit one to cease from any movement or labor in order to recover and collect his strength. And so that's what he's saying to us, I want to give you rest. I want to give you the opportunity to recover, to regain strength so you can face life without being so fully depleted mentally, emotionally, and physically. And so rest for our bodies is often easier to achieve than rest for our souls. That it's like, okay, I can get some sleep, I can take a break, but a lot of times it's when our hearts and minds are not at rest. That's when we have trouble. That we can't get the physical rest that we need because we're worried about different things. We're thinking our minds are just going and won't allow us to sleep, right? Or it can be sometimes where, that's kind of the thing, there's times, sometimes when there's things that we're dealing with, working and keeping busy is kind of, at least if we're busy, we're not thinking about all that other stuff, and we'll work ourselves to the point of exhaustion because at least it kind of pushes all that other stuff away. But it's sort of, okay, well, I'm going to go on vacation. I have time to kind of relax, but then my mind's just thinking about all this other stuff. And so it's like, I need to go back to work so I can get relief from this, right? And so it's, we get ourselves into such a cycle, and that's what we need is rest, not just for our bodies, but rest for our souls, where we can just find the ability to become calm again and to be able to think clearly again and not be so emotionally drained. And so he says in there, he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and ye shall find rest of your souls. And so we want to understand what he means by that. Yoke is not something we see much nowadays, but a yoke in those times was a piece of wood that was shaped to fasten two oxen together so they could pull a heavy load as a team. And so a lot of times what they actually did, if they're trying to teach a younger oxen how to be, how to pull, that they'd pair them with an older, more experienced oxen. And so basically, that younger one would learn of the older one. And so that's what Jesus is saying, is essentially, I want you to join your life to mine. I want to teach you how to handle this. I want to help you learn how to manage this. And it's kind of the thing, is that where you have an older ox and a younger ox, and to start with, on the whole, pretty much the older one was more or less dragging the younger one along, because the younger one didn't have the strength. But as it learned, then it would be able to do that. And that's what we find, is that we have what strength we have, and a lot of times our strength is wore out, but he has such much greater strength. And so that's what we find, is what before we were struggling on by ourselves, if we're joined with him, then we're able to do much more than what we could before. And so it's that idea, it says, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. That's part of the idea of it, is we have to learn to have that kind of humility, and where we're not trying to force things, trying to do everything ourselves. And it's learning to submit our lives and our burdens to the Lord, that we're not, oh yeah, I'm going to manage this myself, where we say, okay, I need your help. Again, it's what we've talked about many different times. When I am weak, then I am strong. When we're willing to admit I need help, that's when that we really are on the first step to victory over some of our different struggles. And when we try to handle it all ourselves, that's when we're going to falter and fail. And so we can find the rest in him that we have been seeking for. And so it says in Psalm 55, cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain it. That's what he's wanting us to do, is when we're having a struggle, where there's something we can't handle, that we take it to him in prayer. He says, I don't know how to solve this. This is beyond my ability to deal with. I need your help. And we give it to the Lord, and as we learn to do that, it's in his hands instead of ours. And it becomes a relief to us because we're not carrying that anymore that he's dealing with. And a lot of times when we learn to do that, we find that he does step in and he deals with it in a way way better than our fighting and fuming and trying to deal with it could have done. That, and it just, it's amazing to see in those moments where, as we've given to the Lord, then we see him actually working in our lives to do things like that. And as well in Psalm 116 verse 7 says, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. And that's the idea, is that he is our rest. And a lot of times we depart from him and we do our own thing, and we end up, our lives just start going out of control. And we get twisted around to almost thinking God is our enemy, and he doesn't want us, and he's fighting against us, where actually we want to understand, as we return to him, he is our rest. He has been good to us, and he can give us what we need so that we can manage our lives. And so this is a verse in Jeremiah 6, verse 16. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And it's the thing that God wants us to find rest for our souls. He doesn't want us to be stressed out and burnt out. He doesn't want us to come to a point of complete mental and emotional collapse. He wants really to step in those moments and help us through that difficulty and sustain us. And so he wants us to find rest for our souls, and he lays out for us a path to take to find that rest. And so it's the idea as we come to him that he's calling us. He said, "Come, if you labor, if you're heavy laden, if you have burdens that are beyond your ability to handle, I want you to come to me and allow me to help you deal with those." And as we learn to do that in faith, he says, "Okay, I've tried doing this myself. It just hasn't been working. Lord, I want to seek you. I need your help." As we learn to do that, our burdens are lifted, and we can live in rest and freedom in our lives, where these things are not so overpowering that we can come to a place, even though life can still be crazy, yet we can approach it differently. We can have a peace, and we're not grabbing hold of one thing or another to get us through, that we're seeking God and he's giving us the help that we need. All right, any thoughts as we conclude? Yes?
At first I thought that kind of spending more time in the journaling and Bible stuff was going to just shorten the days and I'd be rushed and it'd be harder to finish everything else. But I found as I gave him that time that it somehow seems like my day is longer. Like then I thought these times where it was a bit of time to rest, time to accomplish things decently in an order rather than kind of the rush crazy way that
I think it's like you kind of he allows you to have the right mindset so that then when things happen that it's not so overwhelming as it normally would be. So amen. Any other thoughts? No, this is some just kind of for myself, just trying to learn this principle. Just practically of just, okay, different things you're dealing with, give it to him so that it's not, life isn't so overwhelming. And I'm still learning with it too, but it's certainly, that's what he calls us to do, and a lot of times just learning as we try to develop that relationship with him that we can find this rest that we're seeking. All right, so that concludes third talk.